Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by... No, I am joined from... God damn you, Turniphead. I am joined from the Belkin Wemo Switch Free State of Arkansas. But you know what? It's a new year. I don't know how to... By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Man, can you spit it out already?
I sound like Big Fatty all of a sudden. I was just like, Jesus.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can you spit it out already?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 1574, the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of February 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. We're going to catch up on some e-letters. Big Fatty the e-letters. Hello, bag stuffers. Big Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are bag stuffers.
Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar.
Y'all, you are bag stuffers because, y'all, we are getting ready for the big conference. It is the Regional Coal Miners Association, meeting here in Charleston, starting on Thursday. And, y'all, we're stuffing their bags.
Big Fatty Vulgar.
With their information and everything, so this is going to be something that takes a while. But anyway, now of course I record the little show of the night before. But on two, I say Tuesday night, y'all, they're having the first preview of the Olympics. And y'all, the TV guide, the TV machine guide, y'all, it's come out with the Olympic preview. And y'all, you know that Sean White, you know, he used to be called the crazy tomato or something like that. You know, he looked like Carrot Top with the kind of big red afro and all. Y'all, he's on the cover, and y'all, I wouldn't even have recognized him. He's grown into quite the handsome young man, and he's grown up, and better quit touching yourself. And y'all, then there's a picture, and I know the Seda 69 is going to enjoy me saying this, but y'all, there's a picture of three of the USA hockey players, Patrick Kane, Zach Parise, and Ryan Miller. And y'all, Zach Parise in the middle, dear sweet mother of hydrogen. And y'all, then they had a, they've got a schedule, I should say. In here, let me just see if I can find it. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's right here somewhere. Big Fatty. But y'all, today is going to be kind of a sports day, because y'all, I'm going to give you some fun facts about the superb owl also. Do you watch the Olympics, y'all? Do you like the winter or the summer? I know some people prefer the winter because it has all the ice dancing and all that, and others prefer the synchronized swim.
Fatty, you silly.
But y'all, it says right here, Thursday night, figure skating, snowboarding, and freestyle skiing. But y'all, that's before the opening ceremony.
Fatty, how do they do that?
I don't know. But y'all, Friday night is the opening ceremony. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the evening Eastern. Check your local listings. That's all that's on Friday, and y'all, it runs through Sunday, the 23rd of February. Lord, that's a long damn time. And y'all, the closing ceremony is 8 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd. So, it just looks lovely, and I gotta say, I really enjoy the sports with, you know, that the younger sports, you know, that half pipe and the snowboarders and the thing where they... But y'all, I really like the one where they get on that big hill and they go and they do the jump to see how far they can jump the farthest and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, I mean, really... Really, who doesn't enjoy a triple Lutz?
Betty, you're just silly.
You are just silly.
Yes, Betty.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I'm losing my patience.
Oh, who is
that? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
I hear you. Speak up.
Big Fatty.
Man, what's wrong with you?
Big Fatty, what?
I got your note right here in my own hand.
Big Fatty, do your note.
You've just been pranked by PrankDial.com.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I don't know who did that, but that was me. Fatty, it scared me. Now, y'all, one note of record here. I am playing everybody's calls except Miss Bacon's, and I'm going to on Friday and maybe tomorrow on Thursday. Y'all, I've got about 35 calls from Miss Bacon, so I'm just going to play them all on one day or 2 days. It depends on how long it takes. So I'm playing all the calls in order, except for Miss Bacon.
Big Fatty, we have something to look forward to.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Turniphead calling. You know, Turniphead from TurnipStyle.com, your favorite resource for underwear and anything else to do with gear. Anyway, I've been thinking about it. After all these years of listening to you, it seems that the cool kids call in and just natter, so I thought I would do the same thing. Yesterday, I was trying to leave my house, and my key broke off in the lock, so I had to, like, leave my apartment unlocked and go out for dinner. Good thing is, I did get back in the apartment, but the next morning, I had to go downstairs to the management office and get them to fix it. But they're like, well, if you have to leave, we can come up and lock your door with a master key, and then we'll make sure that one of us is around to let you back in when you come home. And we're like, yeah, but that's not going to work because a little extra bit of the key that's broken off inside the lock is there. So you won't be able to put your master key in and it just won't work. So anyway, I waited 3 hours and finally the super came and he changed my lock. So then I went and got extra keys cut. So I have spare keys and, that's that. So then today, honestly, I had to do some massive shipping this morning and, no pants were involved or no beds or no nighties or no drawers, but it was still a serious shipping incident. However, we had an emergency water shutdown because they needed to do the maintenance. So I had no hot or cold water all day. And that was a little bit inconvenient. And then, I went, for dinner to the Pigeon Hut, with, Urban Guy Teo for dinner. And we had some pigeon and fries and a salad. And, then we came back upstairs and we decided to listen to you and check things out. Okay, I think I have, I think I might be cool now and be like one of the cool kids.
Big Fatty, did he even take a breath during that? Hold on, I don't think he did, Poodle. Well, but first of all, Turnipet, thank you so much for the call, and please exhale next time you call. But it was lovely hearing about your escapades to the Pigeon Hut. Big Fatty, do they really eat pigeon? Oh, yeah, it's a delicacy. It is a delicacy up there in northern Mexico, and I hate to tell you what they eat over there in where Hat M is, over there in, where is he? Big Fatty, we don't know, Bulgaria. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. So this prostitute goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells the prostitute why you're pregnant. And the doctor asks, do you know who the father is? Prostitute says to the doctor, that's like asking after you're eating a bowl of beans, which one made you fat? Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, he comes out with the best jokes.
First of all, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sorry it's taken forever to get the call played, but you know that one holds up over time. Big Fatty hadn't been that long.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Big Fatty. This is Brenda Boo. God, I'm retarded. I just called to thank you for wishing me a happy birthday on your show. And to tell you, I did not get any birthday cake. Sad. That's all I wanted. Thanks for thinking of me. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all be ready. I am heartbroken. There was no cake. Oh, Brenda Boo, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, but I'm so sorry you had to deliver that sad news about no cake. Be ready.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is R.C. Martinez in Wisconsin. Just wanted to call in and say that I really loved Shart Week. Last week, it was really fun. I had a couple of sharding incidents myself, and I actually had friends who had sharding incidences. It was actually a shartful week. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, and I hope you're doing well, and thank you for calling.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Aussie Martinez up there in the Wisconsin. Big Freddy, he's a cheesehead. It's true, and Aussie, I'm so happy you enjoyed Shot Week back when we did that, and y'all, that's going to be an annual occurrence. Big Freddy, if only it happened annually.
Hey, Big Freddy. Hey, Poodle. Hi. It's Timmy Sims. I have a question.
Hi, Timmy.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Timmy Sims. Timmy, what you got?
Big Fatty, I just was giving a bacon brownie piece at work, a square of sorts. It's a brownie with bacon bits in it, real bacon cooked in it. Would love to send Poodle a pan of it, but it was an office person giving it to me. But to me, it was the most foul thing. So depending on your love of bacon, which I know you have a great love, I don't think I can send it to Poodle. Maybe it was a bad recipe. But there was something weird about the flavor. Wasn't bad, but chewing into something soft and then chewing onto bacon, just the texture was gross to me. So my question is, what is the most, and I'm sure you've seen a lot, bizarre use of bacon you've seen or been sent so far? All right, I'm freezing my nuts off over here in the Michigan, so stay warm. Take care. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, was Timmy Sims. And Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for calling. And this is an excellent question, because Big Fatty, over the years, has been sent many things that are bacon-flavored. Big Fatty, is that with a U? No, not necessarily. But, y'all, I think the nastiest one was the bacon-flavored cola. It was just, no, it just wasn't good. And y'all, it's probably the strangest one is the bacon-scented lube. Big Fatty, is that why you smell like bacon?
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Turniphead from TurnipStyle.com calling. Was listening to your little show today, and since priapism went over your head, I thought, pardon the pun, I'd share some knowledge with you. So here we go.
Priapism is a potentially painful medical condition in which the erect penis does not return to its flaccid state, despite the absence of both physical and psychological stimulation, within 4 hours. Priapism is considered a medical emergency, which should receive proper treatment by a qualified medical practitioner. There are two types of priapism, low flow and high flow. 80% to 90% of clinically presented priapisms are low flow disorders.
So there you go, Big Fatty. I hope you find this information useful, and I really hope you never get to experience this. From what I've heard, the horror stories and how they alleviate the situation is pretty bad. Anyway, make it a great weekend, and stay warm, and wrap yourself up in your hamisole. Take care.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Turnip Head from up there in the northern Mexico. And Turnip Head, thank you so much for the informational call. Y'all had no idea what priapism was, but Big Freddy, it sounds like something that goes on during the horror weekend. Well, it's probably no worse than something that goes on. Big
Fatty Vulgar. But anyway, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind an erection lasting. What? Please, we're having Cheerios.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Timmy Sims. Hey, Poodle.
Hey.
I'm just calling on Friday night just to take a moment and wish you a congratulations and a good luck and a happy starting the 7th year of your podcasting. And that's a lot of fat, farts, and bacon. So, all right. Thanks for all that you do. Hope you had a good weekend. Congratulations to whoever is the number one fan. Hopefully it's me. If it's not, okay, well, bye. Bye, Poodle.
Bye, poor Timmy. Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for the well wishes on starting year number 7, and I'm so sorry that Poodle didn't be. Ready, please don't rub it in. Timmy is my favorite, or one of my favorites. I like all of them. So what gets Squeaky? Squeaky Kitty likes hashtag Lexi. But Timmy, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the thoughts and all. But y'all, that is it for the voice letters, except for the 15 that I have from Miss Bacon. Hey! And y'all, the honest to hydrogen, there are 15 calls from Miss Bacon, and that does not include any I received between and Friday. But y'all, I'm just gonna lump them all together, you know, and I'm not gonna play the Miss Bacon intro music for each one of them, y'all, because you know, sometimes it's too much. It's just too much. And y'all, just remember, everything is better with bacon. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, speaking of everything is better with bacon, y'all, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, sent me an article. It says, U.S. couple marry an awesome bacon-themed ceremony. Some people include their children or pets in their wedding ceremonies. Trisha and Tom married alongside their other true love, bacon. The U.S. couple became the first ever to be married at Iowa's Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival when they tied the knot, according to the Des Moines Register. Afterwards, Mr. Watson gushed that his bride was second only to bacon. The wedding was stuffed with bacon-themed touches. I wonder if they had bacon brownie. Baby. The ceremony took place at the Chapel of Bacon. The cake was topped with a bacon strip bride and groom, and the scent of burning bacon hung in the air as the couple swapped vows. 6 pork loins wrapped in almost 3 kilograms of bacon were served at the reception, which was the newlyweds' friend Jane Ford said was just awesome. The ceremony was officiated by Adam Pooch, a former housemate on the U.S. Big Brother, who now hosts the travel series Bacon Paradise. He had just one criticism of the bacon-heavy nuptials. The wedding rings were real, but they should have been made of bacon. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Mr. Tim Kumar, you know, the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2014 and the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, he sent me a song, and I'm going to put the link in today's show notes, y'all. It's called Brain Fart. Big, very vulgar. Anyway, so go on over there to the BFO and click on the Brain Fart. Big, very vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at the Dubious Intentions Plus. That's that Daniel Bieber and that old cocktat Betty Valga, Adam Burns. And y'all, Adam, is there anything you'd like to talk about on today's
Can you spit it out already?
Well, oh yes, on today's little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.